In a strip mall north of Richmond, it's graduation day for a class of home care aides. Nurse Dawn Benninghove is running the ceremony. Over the years, her business has trained about 600 personal care aides. Many have already experienced caring for a loved one.
And they want to either be able to care for them appropriately now, or they want to change the world from what they saw happen to their loved one.
They'll face challenges in this job. Pay is low, and even Benninghove admits aides are often looked down on.
It's so hard for people to see us, I believe, as a total team, that I need you, you need me, we need each other.
To understand why this workforce is so often overlooked, we're going to go back in time.
My name is Eileen Boris.
I'm Jennifer Klein.
Courtesy of two professors, co-authors of the book Caring for America. Klein points to three important historical factors. The first is the nature of the work itself, women's work.
Why would you need to pay for such work? There's a deep expectation that's perpetuated through ideology that this labor should be given freely out of love or marital obligation.
The second is slavery.
These had been labors performed by servants or slaves.
The third factor is more complicated. During the Great Depression, home care was viewed as a form of workfare, providing jobs to poor black women who would otherwise be collecting welfare. Not a bad idea, says Boris, but
there was an irony in all this. In having a racialized workforce, what was actually created were poor jobs, low-paid jobs.
The jobs weren't just poorly paid. They were also excluded, along with other professions primarily done by African Americans, from legal workers' rights.
So at the very moment that this job would become a formal occupation, they get completely cut out of the minimum wage, the Fair Work Week, any possibility of overtime.
Take a guess what year home care workers get those protections. For real, I'll wait. Got your answer? 2015. One fact helps explain why it took so long. If you've faded out during the history lesson, now's the time to tune back in. Today, 3/4 of home care is paid for with taxpayer dollars.
And how are you going to finance it without it taking over the whole budget? Well, labor on the cheap.
While decades of racism and sexism funneled certain people into the job, low wages have persisted because lawmakers are cutting the paychecks.
It all goes right back downtown to Richmond.
In her 20 years of home health work, Thomasine Wilson has faced all sorts of foolishness, as she calls it.
I need this living room clean, the dining room clean, all the beds made, the floor scrubbed. Really? I don't do that.
What she does do is stand up for herself. And in recent years, she's decided the best place to do that is the General Assembly.
We need legislation that will appreciate and respect the work that we do and give it to the care provider that's taking care of our elderly and making sure their lives are pleasant to the end.
Lawmakers approved a 2% raise in the most recent budget. That would bring workers making $9.22 an hour up to $9.40. In Richmond, I'm Mallory Nopane.